Danielle Orchard is a New York-based artist whose work focuses on the female figure and what she recognizes as the anxiety around intimacy. She's the third recipient of the Frederick Hammersley Artist Residency at Tamarind Institute. Through this program, artists who are new to printmaking are able to explore the potential of lithography and the collaborative process that Tamarind offers. And she'll be leading a symposium with Tamarind at the Albuquerque Museum today. It's called Head of a Woman, and it's already underway. It is open to the public. There are panels this afternoon, and Danielle will be in conversation with Tamarind master printer Valpuri Remling at 3:45 p.m. You can find out more at tamarind.unm.edu. Thank you, Danielle, for coming on Women's Focus.
Thank you so much, Megan.
What was your inspiration for this symposium?
Well, the title is taken from one of the prints made during my residency last spring at Tamarind. And Head of a Woman is borrowed from a Picasso print. It's actually more of a motif that was repeated throughout modernity. And I was interested in the anonymity, that women were just form and weren't given much substance and served mainly as muse. So it's a bit of a kind of tongue-in-cheek response to that. And the symposium itself will bring together a lot of women in printmaking, which has been a predominantly male-dominated field. And we'll just be discussing what it means to be of a different gender and working within that field.
I understand more women, though, are moving into printmaking.
Yeah, I think probably Shelley could...
We have Shelley Smith, who's head of marketing for Tamarind Institute.
Right. And so part of the reason that we decided to host this conference is to really give attention to the women who have shaped printmaking, especially since the 1960s, when Tamarind was founded by June Wayne. And we've also noticed recently a larger percentage of applicants to the Tamarind program who are women. And so we're kind of interested in the collaborative aspects of lithography and then gender, and whether or not there's a relationship there. So we thought in having this conference, we would bring these women together to talk about their experience at Tamarind and in printmaking and explore that question.
Why is it important to highlight the contributions of women in printmaking?
I mean, it seems that they've always existed, but have been minimized or intentionally obscured. And they've been, in my understanding, very instrumental in particularly the founding of Tamarind, of course. June
right,
is.
Right. And nationally as well. So the full title of the conference is Head of a Woman, Redressing the Parallel Histories of Collaborative Printmaking and the Women's Movement. And during the 1960s, when Tamarind was founded, of course, the women's movement was strong. And it wasn't just June Wayne. We also had Tatiana Grossman on the East Coast, who was reviving lithography there. So there have just been so many women who have been part of the revival of fine art lithography. It really just brought about the question, like, is that coincidental or is there a reason for that?
How has women's work in printmaking coincided with women's political movements?
Printmaking to me is a new adventure, and mm-hmm. It's something that I've dabbled in a bit early on in my education. And so my experience has been working exclusively with very strong women, and they seem to have a full mastery of the techniques and incredibly difficult
sure.
work that they're doing. But I don't know, Shelley, maybe you could say more about that.
At Tamarind, our apprentice printers do a research project, and our apprentice printer, Christina Adams, last year did research on June Wayne and the history of Tamarind and the number of applicants and women who've gone through the program. It was really interesting to see how June Wayne wasn't always accepting of women in the workshop.
That's interesting.
She rejected quite a few applicants, saying, you know, it's really not a place for women. It's a really physically challenging medium for printmakers. And so Christine, the woman who was doing the research, she's a very petite woman, and she was like, look, I'm doing it, you know, and there's so many women who have done it and have started their own workshops and really contributed a lot to collaborative lithography. So that was part of, too, like what got our interest and hey, what's going on in the printmaking world?
Mm-hmm. And allowing these stories to be complex and flawed. And they aren't simply, you know, a idyllic bolstering of other women. There's a lot of you know.
Yeah, sure. And I think the women's movement has changed a lot over the decades. Mm-hmm. And June Wayne was very interested in reviving lithography, and that didn't always mean accepting women into the program. She was definitely a feminist, and her work deals with gender, and she was a mentor to a lot of women, but not to all women. Mm-hmm. And she kind of chose her battles. And for her, it was reviving fine art lithography. And she was successful in doing that.
Danielle, how has printmaking opened up your own creative process?
It has been a challenge. I think we've made some really beautiful work, and I'm excited to see it all coming together and the editions taking shape. I work very improvisationally, and it's been really interesting to see how multiples alter my relationship to the image, and also being able to change things quickly on a formal level, so switching out colors. And I also am very solitary in my studio, so working collaboratively has been really interesting, and getting feedback from someone who is expert in a medium that to me is unfamiliar. So it's been just fascinating to see how attached I am to certain aspects, what parts of painting that I treat as a crutch that I've had to let go of in order to really embrace a medium that has very little to do with painting. So, yeah, I think it's been successful, but definitely a challenge.
Yeah, in printmaking, of course, you make multiples of something.
Exactly,
and you can
yeah.
change each edition.
Right.
And it's very, I didn't realize it's so collaborative because of the nature of the equipment. And
yeah, very much so. Yeah, the stones are weigh hundreds to thousands. Is that true that they weigh thousands? They
well,
move them around.
Up to like 1,000 pounds.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a very collaborative art form. It involves a lot of chemistry and treating the stones where the artist draws the image. The artist draws the image on the stone, and then the stone is used as a matrix. And so a lot of artists haven't necessarily wanted to learn all the technique that's involved in the process. And so artists are invited to come and work on the stones or the plates. You can print on plates as well. And they work with a collaborative master printer who then guides them through the process.
And Danielle, the piece that you created in your residency, I think is called Smile More.
Yeah, that's right.
Talk about that.
We were using a medium called Touche, which is basically
grease and water.
Yeah, grease and water. And it's a bit unpredictable. And I put down a mark to stand in for an eyebrow, and sort of unintended, and that's what's interesting about the medium is that there are these unintended consequences. The line that resulted was this kind of scowl, but it was really sort of great, and the woman had this expression that to me denoted, I live in Brooklyn and I call it my subway face, and it's basically just a mask that you wear to let people know that you're not interested in talking to them. And as most women have been told, to smile more is something, it's a tool to get you through life. And so it's just sort of playing on that idea of not wanting to be interrupted, and the mask being intentional. And
mm-hmm. Not wanting to smile
exactly.
If you don't feel like
right.
it.
Yeah, precisely.
How does your own work evoke women's lives in the spaces that they occupy?
That's a great question. I think of my work as drawing on modernist imagery, particularly imagery that was created by men. Picasso and Matisse, namely, but others as well. And I'm sort of grafting my own experiences in contemporary life onto that kind of familiar imagery. So women who are lounging are not simply kind of inert muses, but they're more complex. There's a bit more tension in the images. And I think that results, at least in part, from the fact that they're being made by a woman. Mm-hmm. So they're not simply lines that are being copied from nature, but they're lines that I live. So they're the forms of my body, in addition to lines that I've seen reproduced over and over again throughout modern art history.
I was reading some of the reviews of your shows in New York. So you're sort of trying to subvert the traditional images of women we might see in art, which are often passive.
Exactly.
And made by
yeah.
male artists.
Right. Yes. You know, I had a friend who is a woman, and she was discussing how she got really interested in pattern and her artwork deals primarily with pattern, and in part is because the culture she grew up in, women aren't encouraged to speak very often. So they end up sort of sitting back in conversations, and she felt that was why she got really interested in fabric, because she would just sort of like stare at objects. And I think that's really fascinating, because when you see a woman in an image who doesn't seem to be engaged with her environment, to me, that suggests an interior life instead of just vacancy. So we might not be privy to what's going on, but that doesn't mean that there isn't quite a bit going on behind the scenes.
You'll be talking later this afternoon at the symposium. What will you be talking about?
That's a good question. I think Valparie is the master printer at Tamarind, and we're going to discuss just our collaboration. And we're not scripting it, or we're just going to show some images of the work in progress and, just discuss our experiences working together and how we've each been influenced.
There will also be some panels of other artists. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Artists and printers, workshop owners. All of the information is on our website, all the details of the panels and who's speaking and the times. And it's at the Albuquerque Museum. Just want to make sure people know that that's where the event will be.
And it goes until 5 o'clock?
Until 5 o'clock,
okay.
Yes.
And I'll link to that at kunm.org, but it's also tamarind.unm.edu. And then, Shelley, you're having an event at Tamarind tonight.
We are. So after Head of a Woman, we're having a big event. It's our biennial fundraiser for Tamarind. We're part of the University of New Mexico, and it's called the Win-Win Art Lottery. It's super fun. You buy a ticket, and as far as I know, there are still tickets available. We have 100 works of art. We sell 100 tickets. People come. They get to choose a work of art based on the number drawn at the event. It's really, I can't say it enough. It is so much fun. It's the fun and fundraiser, to be cheesy. Again, all the details, all the lots are online, so people can contact us if they have any questions about that event.
One last question, Danielle. So where will printmaking take you, do you think, now that you've gotten immersed in this world?
Sure. I'm not sure, but I have been doing a bit of monoprinting, some far less technical techniques. The stuff that I'm doing in my studio does not require the expertise that I've experienced at Tamarind. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's just kind of given me confidence to strike out in new directions and not feel hindered by not knowing what I'm doing.
And we're very excited because we'll be showing her prints at the big print fair in New York City, the IFPDA Print Fair, which takes place in October each year. And we're excited to be showing her prints for the first time.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for coming and talking about
this. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was artist Danielle Orchard and Shelley Smith, Director of Marketing at the Tamarind Institute. The symposium, Head of a Woman, Redressing the Parallel Histories of Collaborative Printmaking and the Women's Movement, is underway now at the Albuquerque Museum in Old Town. It's open to the public. Danielle will be speaking at 3:45 p.m. with Tamarind Master Printer Valparie Remling. Find out more at kunm.org or tamarind.unm.edu.